Place our robots all over the country. Malls, theaters, theme parks, almost anywhere people want an amazing treat. It's the future of frozen yogurt.
And you sell these robots?
That's right. Whether you're looking for a full or part-time turnkey business, recent Irvi's Froyo robots are available as a unique franchise opportunity across the United States.
And how do I find great locations for my robots?
Well, actually, we do that for you. Your robots go into high-traffic, secured locations, engage with customers daily, deliver amazing Froyo experiences to customers, and you collect the profits. They work so you don't have to.
Well, I definitely want my own Froyo robots. How do I get them?
It's easy. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 9494. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 9494. Locations are going fast, so don't wait. Again, that's froyofranchising.com, promo code 9494.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Football never stops at NFL Network. There is no offseason, no days off. At NFL Network, we bring you all the NFL headlines and the latest information all year long. Start your day off with Good Morning Football. Wake up to top headlines from all 32 teams, plus sports and entertainment news, live interviews, and more. Get your up-to-the-minute breaking news from around the NFL on Good Morning Football, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your day. Then at 7 p.m., NFL Total Access gives you an exclusive inside look into every team, including the latest news with live reports coast to coast, interviews with coaches and players across the league, and a look at what's trending across social media. NFL Network's flagship show airs 5 days a week with hosts Lindsey Rhodes and Dan Helly bringing you all the day's news and more. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Welcome back in. Welcome to hour number two of the Todd Bromelkamp Show, 506, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer, Kyle Mann. We'll get you up to 7 o'clock tonight. High school basketball on the way for some of our listeners, depending on the frequency on the FM side of the dial, 1600 AM listeners. You'll get Iowa State and Kansas from Allen Fieldhouse later on this evening as well. John Walters joined us in hour number one to preview that game. Coming up later on tonight before 7 o'clock, Are You Smarter Than a Dolphin? Very much looking forward to this. Also looking forward
Wasn't
to...
Wasn't that a show?
Jeff Foxworthy. And it's not a reboot. It doesn't involve Jeff Foxworthy, but I'm very excited about this. Almost as excited as I was at Scott Unash's reaction at learning that the Bears' new head coach was from the same general vicinity as Amish Mafia was filmed. But all of that aside, guys like Ivan don't have to join us, but they do. Ivan Mazel of ESPN.com, fresh off of the national championship game last night between Alabama and Georgia. And Ivan, I'm just going to ask you, in the pantheon of college championship games that we've seen in this era and the BCS and everything, where does this one rank?
Wow. Well, I still would say that Texas USC probably set the standard.
Yeah.
But, you know, in that you make a great point. You know, for all the things that we appreciate Nick Saban for, I think the last three championship games have been incredibly tense. And the fact that he won two of them, or his teams won two of them and came within 1 second of a sweep, is one more reason to say that this is we live in remarkable times.
Were you surprised to see Tua Tagovailoa last night in the second half? I know that Nick Saban said that they wanted to get him involved in that Clemson game. They really didn't need to rev up the offense much against the Clemson Tigers, but not necessarily to see him, but to see the role that he played in the second half?
Well, Todd, we've been hearing, you know, there's just been sort of a whisper about Tagovailoa really all season. You know, this kid's got a better arm than Jalen Hurts. This kid is he's the future. But he never had any significant playing time. When I mean significant, I mean with the game in doubt. He played an extended amount in a game or two. I remember there was one game about the middle of the season, and I don't remember who they were playing off the top of my head. I just remember he played a lot in the second half, and just when things were going really well, he threw a pick six. And I thought, okay, you know, he's the future, but he's not ready. I think Nick wanted to pull the trigger on him against Auburn and didn't do it. And they found themselves in the same kind of situation last night, only more so, against a better team and down by more points. And he felt like he didn't have any choice. He had to give him a try.
Ivan, how many other coaches in the country would have done what Nick Saban did last night and make that move in the second half?
Not very many. And the other thing to think about is not only did he make the move, but the freshman was prepared to succeed and then did succeed. I mean, think about how Alabama has won its last two national titles. Your one was with an onside kick late in the game that really flipped the momentum of the game. And now this, it's, you know, we wonder about coaches staying sharp and being able to adjust with the game. How many great coaches have we seen become obsolete? And Saban has not only still got his A game, but he's still ahead of everybody else. I mean, and everybody else. It's, you know, the last 10 years have just been unlike anything we've seen in the history of the game.
Now, of course, the next discussion is that a lot of people believe that Jalen Hurts is all but out the door in Tuscaloosa. Is that discussion premature at this point?
Well, sure it is. Sure it is. Not only because, you know, there was a time when plenty of teams, and I realize times are different and quarterbacks are delicate flowers now, and we all seem to accept that. But that's the one position where if you don't play, you pack your bag and go somewhere else. But Hurts is a different kind of kid. He's a remarkable leader. He's really grounded. You know, who we saw, and you know, TV kept the camera on him for the second half last night. That's who he is. And not for nothing, but I know that Bear Bryant in the 70s, when Alabama was so successful, most years played two quarterbacks, and they were happy doing it, happy enough because they kept winning. And I think that will, you know, that solves a lot of ills.
Ivan Maisel of ESPN.com joining us on the program, looking back on last night's national championship game. Speaking of open doors, out the door, Tuscaloosa, do you put any stock into the rumblings that Nick Saban may be entertaining jumping back to the NFL?
No, I put no stock in that. You know, he has said consistently, and more important, his wife has said consistently since they left Miami and got to Tuscaloosa and found how much they loved Tuscaloosa. You know, there are a number of reasons. They're small town people. Nick really likes, and Terry, his wife, really likes the family nature of a college team. They really like developing kids into men. And it's just I just don't see it. I think, you know, I think the last job he really seriously considered was Texas a few years ago when they hired Charlie Strong, just because they waved a lot of money at him. But you know, he didn't leave for that reason, and I don't think he feels like he's got anything he has to prove in the NFL. He likes where he is.
No, Ivan, we've been talking about the quarterback situation in Tuscaloosa, but we forget that almost the exact same thing happened in Athens earlier this season, where Jake Fromm stepped in for the injured Jacob Eason, And now he looks like he's the guy, at least for now, in Georgia. So this is kind of a two-part question. Is Jacob Eason going to be one of the more highly sought-after recruits in the country this offseason? And Justin Fields, by the way, the number one recruit in the country, is stepping in to Athens. Is Jake Fromm going to constantly be having to look over his shoulder at him?
Well, sure, at least until Justin Fields, you know, we see what he's got. You know, Jacob Eason, you know, was the starter until the third series of the year, and he got Wally Pipped. You know, we all assume that because he's from Seattle, that, you know, if he's going to leave, that he would go back out west and maybe even go home to UW. But, you know, nobody has said anything of with any ballast that I would put into it. But that's the sort of situation I'm talking about. And that's the reason we all kind of look at Jalen Hurts. Quarterbacks don't stick around anymore if they're not going to play. But I really do think Hurts is a different cat. But we'll see.
Just a couple more minutes with Ivan Maizel of ESPN.com. What do you make of four voters in the final AP poll casting first-place votes for Central Florida today?
Well, sure, why not? You know, and that's the hey, I voted in the AP poll for almost 20 years, and that was the gold standard. But I always wondered, in all that time, you know, every other collegiate sport run by the NCAA, the postseason is decided by a committee. Why can't we do that in college football? And we're doing it now, and it's remarkable how we've all flipped our mindsets to think the way the committee thinks. And the reason I say that is because if you look at the AP poll, the first week the committee puts out its rankings, the following week the AP poll instantly begins to mimic it. You know, wherever the writers had their votes before that, they change. And I think that's as big of an endorsement of the committee structure as any. But you know, four out of, 65? That's fine. You know, and I don't buy it, but that's fine.
Ivan, before we part ways with you, Georgia last year, I believe, was in the Liberty Bowl. They opened the season in Las Vegas as about a 23-1, a long shot to win the national championship. Is there a team that sort of fits that bill this year that you could see maybe being in this place next season?
Ooh, that's a great question. You know, by the time I think about it, you'll be into the next hour. You know, so nobody leaps to mind, but so much of – we all knew Kirby was going to get this thing going. You know, we all assumed it, and maybe that's just, you know, easy 2020 hindsight. But he's had success written all over him. He's in a, you know, the state university in one of the richest – veins of college football talent in the country, and you know he's got it going. They're going to be number one in recruiting, you know, in this recruiting season. So there's nobody that's that obvious the way Kirby Smart and Georgia has been.
We always appreciate with your generosity with your time, Ivan. We appreciate it, and we'll keep sending people your way at ESPN.com. Enjoy what passes for the off season in this 24/7 news cycle of college football.
Thanks,
we appreciate it. Ivan Maizel, ESPN.com writer, looking back on last night's national championship game, and what a game it was. Goes to overtime, and in the course of two plays, Alabama goes from teetering on the brink of disaster to taking home another national championship. You take a 16-yard loss with a freshman quarterback that looks like a deer in headlights, and he looks over to the sideline. Nick Saban's fuming. And that look just said, I got this. I got this. We got him right where we want him.
The storyline of that second half was, oh, well, there's all these true freshmen in the game and how exciting they're letting these kids play. They don't look fazed by the moment. And then late in that fourth quarter and then in the overtime, we started seeing the moment start to weigh on some of these kids. You saw Jake Fromm, who looked unflappable the entire game, all of a sudden start misfiring on easy throws. And you saw him take a terrible sack in overtime, and his kicker bailed him out by making a 51-yard field goal. And then the first play for Alabama on offense, Tua Tagovailoa takes a terrible sack, and then makes up for it when a cornerback from Georgia doesn't realize they're in quarters defense and lets a guy run right by him. So it was very exciting. You saw everything, including some freshmen who at times made some great plays, but the moment definitely weighed on them late in that game.
And meanwhile, Iowa gets a commitment from a kid whose other offers were Brown, Princeton, and Yale. So you've got that going for you if you're a Hawkeye fan. It certainly sounds like an interesting addition. The early signing period has opened the door to make this little month-long window more intriguing than it normally is as far as coaches adding to their recruiting classes. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, by the way, was the first to have that story about the commitment. And look, it's at a position where a lot of Hawkeye fans have their attention at receiver because the Hawkeyes need an injection of talent there. We'll see, I think, is it like six or seven more spots available, depending on what, going back to Kirk Ferentz's comments earlier in the process about where he sees the final recruiting tally being. They still have a little bit of work to do on the recruiting front, but we're going to take a look coming up in the 6 o'clock hour before or after we play Are You Smarter Than a Dolphin? Which isn't really a game, and I think I've set the bar high for people who are expecting it to be a game now, and you're just going to be disappointed. It's more of a story than a game, but I continue to be amazed by all of God's creatures, and the dolphin is quickly shooting to the top of the ranks, and it's just sad that the dolphin has to be represented in the NFL by the Miami Dolphins, a team that isn't exactly befitting of such a intelligent animal, but more on that to come. And I thought it was interesting. There are stories out there that say Nick Saban is intrigued by the New York Giants job, that he doesn't have anything left to prove. And Ivan, who is very dialed in, very quickly said, nah, nope, Saban staying in the college. Now, he doesn't have to. He's not like you and me. He doesn't have to work until he's 68 years old to reach retirement age. He's got more money than he knows what to do with. At any given moment, he could say, you know what? And this is it. And I'm going to ride off into the sunset. But there is also that part of me that, again, having been around him when he coached at Michigan State and having covered him the year that Iowa played LSU in the Capital One Bowl, the guy exudes drive. And I've got to put myself in his shoes, and boy, that NFL failure would weigh on me if I were him. But some guys can say, you know what? It's like an indoor cat when you take the cat outdoors, and the cat very quickly realizes it's an indoor cat for a reason. My roommate in college had a cat, and this cat loved to sit by the window and look outside, and the cat just wanted to go outside. You could tell it was intrigued by what was going on the other side of the glass, much like Kyle, our producer here in the KGYM studios. And one time, I picked up the cat, carried the cat outside, and the minute that we were on the other side of the glass, where the cat was actually outside, that thing dug its claws into me so deep, I think I probably still have the scars, it quickly realized it's an indoor cat for a reason. So Nick Saban may be the type of guy that says, you know what? Yeah, I didn't have much success in the NFL. Matt Roth got me strippers one time. He told that story on the air with us a couple weeks ago. But I didn't have much success in the NFL, but that's okay because I'm going to be remembered as the greatest college football coach of all time. And if not, then who is?
He is the greatest college football coach of all time, but he's a college football coach. And it's just basically due to the fact of the way that he treats people. You can manipulate and treat kids and college kids that way. You cannot take that to the NFL, which is exactly what he tried to do. It's the same problem that Bobby Petrino had with the Atlanta Falcons.
And that's the only time that you'll hear Nick Saban and Bobby Petrino mentioned in the same sentence, at least on these airwaves. Let's squeeze in a couple calls before our next break. Let's go to Paul in Marion. He wants to talk about last night's game. Paul, what's up?
Just real quick, after the missed field goal last night to end regulation, I just found myself instantly rooting for Alabama because I did not want to see that young man basically turn into another Bartman or Bill Buckner. And that was just all I could think about, was that I didn't want that kicker to suffer for life and completely have his life ruined by a very small portion of Alabama fans that I think would have gone over the edge. So that was the lens that I was watching overtime through last night, and I'm really glad the game ended the way that it did. After Georgia kicked the field goal, I'm like, please God, don't make that kid go out there again and have to kick a field goal to tie the game.
You're not the only one, Paula. Our number one of the program, I talked about turning to my wife and saying there was no way that that kid was going to make that field goal. And when he yanked it far left, now you got to remember, in SEC country, they'll send death threats.
Yep.
Those kids, I mean, that kid probably, between missing that field goal and the game-winning touchdown, I guarantee you that kid got death threats.
No question.
And I felt really bad for him. Nick Saban looked like he, if he had a gun with one bullet in it, he would have made the decision to put the kid down. I mean, that's Nick Saban. But luckily, it didn't come down to that mistake for Alabama. And plus, if you had Georgia plus four or plus five, I saw some shops had it at plus five at kickoff, then you're like my buddy I was texting and messaging last night. I mistook a comment he made during the game as thinking he wanted Alabama to win. No, he had Georgia plus four. And so the game, he wanted the Alabama kicker to make the field goal, so the game was over. And he didn't get that wish, and then he goes to overtime. Georgia, that was a clutch kick by Rex Speck McGee, or whatever his name is. And then Alabama, okay, there's no extra point, so touchdown here wins it, and wins it for all of the Georgia backers out there as well. So if you had Georgia last night with your local bookie or online, congratulations. And Sonny in Iowa City wants to talk about Nick Saban, the former Michigan State coach, former Toledo coach, going all the way back to the MAC. What's up, Sonny?
Yeah, I'm sure everybody is relishing in those Michigan State days for Nick Saban right now. I did have to laugh at the thought of Nick Saban old yellering his kicker right there.
That was hatred. Hatred in his eyes as that kicker was coming off the field.
Yeah, he's not got much of a poker face when it comes to sideline behavior. I would say that Nick Saban, it's hard for me to, you know, to criticize these guys that go to the NFL and it doesn't work out, because I don't think that it's that next chain up as much as people sort of make it feel that way. The college game is so unique and so different and so popular that it seems like it's almost on an equal playing field with the NFL as far as what it is when you get success in there. And some people are just uniquely suited to that. I mean, Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach of all time because he has a skill set that works just incredibly well in that framework. And it goes the same way with guys like, you know, quarterbacks that are just fabulous in the college game, but it doesn't translate to the NFL. And that's the thing, is it's not like they don't have the athleticism or Nick Saban doesn't have the smarts to excel in that form. It's just different. It's not a step up. It's just different. So, I mean, I'm happy that Nick Saban doesn't want to go anywhere else. I think a guy like Kirk Ferentz is the same way. Like, he is good at what he does, and that's college football.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, too. And I think it's what's lost in the shuffle is that it is a different lifestyle. It's not so much that it's a huge leap above the college game. It's not. But it's a different lifestyle. Whereas in the NFL, what you enjoy about the NFL, if you're a football coach, is you're coaching football. You're not doing the iClub circuit, and you're not pressing the flesh with the donors. You don't need to shake anybody's pockets loose for change for a $91 million upgrade to your facility. What you're doing is you're coaching football. Now, in college, you get to be your general manager. You get to construct your roster. That's not always the case in the NFL, and that's where the balance comes in sometimes between, is it a good NFL job or a bad NFL job? And mentioning Kirk Ferentz, that's why it was always said he would only go to the NFL if the right personnel were in place on the player personnel side, general manager, things of that nature, because he would need to have a relationship, one that who's comfortable with the person putting the roster together. And I mean, it seems like a million years ago you were talking about Ferentz and Jacksonville, and Jack Del Rio gets the job, and you know, maybe there's been a flirtation ever since then, but I don't think Ferentz has taken that list, having him among the top 10 coaches for the Giants opening, too seriously. I think Ferentz has seen enough of New York in the last couple weeks, going back to the Pinstripe Bowl, to last a lifetime. 319-366-1600. A couple of good phone calls there. Let's keep it here, and before we go to break, we'll get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's Kyle.
Alabama claimed the national title last night, 26-23 over Georgia, and that means that Cedar Falls native junior Ross Piersbacher has won his second championship in 3 years as a starter along that offensive line. Bama received 57 of the 61 first-place votes in today's final poll, with the other four going to the undefeated but sixth-ranked Central Florida. Iowa State also received votes and technically finished ranked 28th, while Iowa also received two votes, nine spots outside. Iowa also got a commitment last night from receiver Nico Reganey. The 6-foot Connecticut native chose Iowa over offers from Brown, Princeton, and Yale, among others. Iowa and Boston College were the only Power 5 schools to offer. Fran McCaffrey had a teleconference today, and he told some members of the media that he had a conversation with the Big Ten about a play in which Cordell Pemsel took a hard elbow to the neck, and that he and the conference were, quote, disturbed by the play and the lack of a foul call. The Big Ten asked that players alert their coaches to such plays so they can ask the officials to review it. He also noted that, interestingly, a final decision on Connor McCaffrey's redshirt has still not been made. We're absolutely loaded with basketball for you tonight after the show. On 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym will have the Cyclones, who are the only remaining winless team in the Big 12, trying to get their first conference victory on the road at number 12, Kansas. We've also got some high school action for you beginning at 7:30. On 106.3 FM, the South Gym will have the Linmar Boys going to Class 4A top-ranked Iowa City West, and we'll also have Cedar Rapids Jefferson hosting Cedar Falls, and that'll be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
And if you're just joining the program, maybe the biggest college football news of the day in the state of Iowa, Brian Peavy announcing he's going to return to Iowa State next fall. So Matt Campbell getting a bit of a boost there. Coming up, we'll continue to talk a little college football today, but also want to hear a little bit of the introductory news conference at Hallis Hall today. The Bears introducing Matt Nagy as their next head coach. More on the way after this.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Carver Hawkeye Arena, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
Matters to you. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 3030.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. The Raiders officially welcomed back John Gruden for his second stint as head coach. As part of his introductory news conference, Gruden said Paul Gunther will be the team's defensive coordinator, Greg Olsen the offensive coordinator. With Gruden being out of coaching the last 10 years, he will face some challenges, notes ESPN's Damian Woody.
How are you going to deal with the new age player? How are you going to deal with the CBA and your schedule and all those type of things that he has to deal with now that he didn't have to worry about 10 years ago?
Our Damian Woody, Chiefs named running backs coach Eric Bieniemy as their new offensive coordinator. He replaces Matt Nagy, who was introduced as the Bears' new coach today. Bills general manager Brandon Bean expressing displeasure over the team's offense this season. Buffalo finished near the bottom of the league in yards per game as well as points scored. He said it was not just about quarterback Tyrod Taylor. Coach Sean McDermott declined to mention whether offensive coordinator Rick Dennison would return next season. NBA, Spurs point guard Tony Parker says he's got a sprained ankle and is not sure if he'll play in the team's next game against the Lakers on Thursday.
Hey, it's the Gats. Join us Wednesday. Big show in store for you. Big. Chris Sims will join us to reveal to everyone his 49th best quarterback in the NFL. It's exciting, I know. That's Wednesday on the Dan Le Batard Show with me, Stigatz, on ESPN Radio.
That bottom of the hour Sports Center update was brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, celebrating 14 years of service.
Needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn. For real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
At TCB Pool Hall in Iowa City, there won't be any jerks hanging over your shoulder screwing up your shot because they rent their full-size pool tables by the hour. And they got 10 of them, so that table's yours. Sunday and Mondays come in and play free. Yes, I said free. General jocularity prevails. There's always interesting drinks, specials, darts, video games, and a full-size shuffleboard table, which, as we know, is the world's best drinking game. Play pool, drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall on the Ped Mall next to Mondo's Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
So, Sarah, you know, one of the toughest things about being on tour is sleeping in a bunk area with a bunch of guys that all snore. I love my beauty sleep. A night of snoring puts me in such a bad mood in the morning.
Your beauty sleep. I love it. You know, I've been listening to ESPN Radio enough to know that you should have told the guys to get a Zipa. It's estimated that 90 million people in the U.S. snore, which means there's tens of millions of people like you on the tour bus that didn't get to sleep at night because they sleep next to a snorer. So if you want to stop snoring, you need to get a Zipa. Go to ZYPPAH.com. That's Zipa.com.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player because they always perform under pressure. And at Valvoline, we too believe performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. So when performance counts, put your engine in the right hands. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $29.99. See store for restrictions and details.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Welcome back, 537, the Todd Brolkamp Show, coming your way on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. I've been a very bad boy today. I've forgotten to tell you about LowTUSA.com and Mentality, the new men's health clinic located in North Liberty. You can check them out by going to LowTUSA.com, and as the website sort of suggests, they deal with low T or low testosterone. Every man has testosterone. You start getting close to 40, your levels of testosterone begin dropping, some rather incrementally, some very noticeably. When you have less testosterone, you have a lot of things that aren't going right for you. Some guys start putting on a little extra weight around the belt area. Some guys lose a little bit of gusto in the bedroom. Other guys start to forget where they're keys are, other things like that. lots of things, lots of symptoms, sometimes all traced back to low testosterone. So if you are listening to this message and you think that, hey, that sounds like me, LowTUSA.com is the website to check out. They're taking appointments at Mentality. It is a doctor's office, but it's unlike any doctor's office you've ever been to before. And it is a doctor's office. You're dealing with doctors, board-certified physicians, nurse practitioners. If you check it out, chances are your insurance is going to cover the visit. And if you have normal or high levels of testosterone, that's it. They're not going to have you come back when you don't need to be treated for low testosterone. Mentality and LowTUSA.com. 538, welcome back in. Plenty more to get to tonight, including a little bit of the introductory news conference at Halas Hall earlier today. The Bears rolling out Matt Nagy, their next head coach. We'll hear Ryan Pace introducing him, and then Matt Nagy, the news of the day. Not any news, actually, but whether or not Vic Fangio will return as the defensive coordinator of the Bears, that decision has not been made yet. Are you smarter than a dolphin? Coming before 7 o'clock tonight as well. And lots more to get to. I will continue to take your calls and thoughts on last night's national championship game and a story that has continued to develop involving the University of Minnesota men's basketball team that has echoes of the Pierre Pierce situation with the Iowa basketball program oh so many years ago. But the Gophers have had a player who's been suspended for allegations of sexual assault, Reggie Lynch, who transferred from, I believe it was Illinois State a couple years ago. There were allegations about him there. He transferred to the Twin Cities. There have been allegations about him with the Gophers. Mark Coyle and Richard Pitino met with the media on, I believe it was January 5th, to reiterate that Lynch was still a part of the team. As a matter of fact, he's been suspended from games, but he was still allowed to practice. He practiced with the team yesterday. Well, the St. Paul Pioneer Press found out that Minnesota recommended Lynch for expulsion on January 4th, the day before Coyle and Pitino held the news conference where they insisted that Lynch was still a part of the team. And when Richard Pitino was asked whether or not Lynch should be expelled from school, Richard Pitino's response was reportedly, "I don't know, I'm just a basketball coach." This is, it's a big story. And it's not getting talked about here because it's involving Minnesota and not Iowa, but I stop and I think what the Pierre Pierce situation, and it gives me a great pause to call it a situation, because I think by calling it a situation, it greatly does a disservice, especially to the victim, the first victim in the saga, and that's not the right word either. I don't know how to describe that. I lived it, I covered it, and it still to this day sort of brings my blood to a boil. And people are like, why don't you like Steve Alford? I don't like Steve Alford because of the way that he handled that situation. And the way that he handled that situation caused a lot of people to abandon Iowa basketball, certainly turn their backs on Steve Alford. And I stop and I think how that situation and that the trials, plural, and whatnot would have been covered in this day and age with Twitter and social media. And back then, it was just what you read in the paper or what you saw on the news at night and sort of the nascent days of message boards, and those have blown up now. And I just think, man, if a situation like that ever occurred again at Iowa, it would be 10 times uglier than it was then. And it was ugly. For those of you out there listening who may not have been around for it, it was bad. You had people protesting outside of Carver Hawkeye Arena. And basically, Steve Alford did the same thing that Richard Pitino is trying to do in the Twin Cities. And that's playing the just a basketball coach card. Alford showed up at Pierre Pierce's court appearance the first time and basically said, hey, I got my guys back. I got my guys back, to paraphrase. And it didn't turn out well for him because he prioritized trying to win basketball games over a number of other things that, you know, like, I don't know, being human. And you have Richard Pitino, who coming into the season, I think had worked himself off of a warm seat with the Gophers. And now, dare I say, I don't know if he makes it to the end of the year. If I were Minnesota, I'd pull the plug on Richard Pitino right now. And again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Well, if Tracy Clays was fired for basically...
Just got hired yesterday, by the way.
He was just hired again. But for one really dumb comment that he made, I don't know how Richard Pitino survives this one. Especially since he comes out and says that he didn't see any red flags. That's a quote. And makes a very big point of saying that Reggie Lynch is still on the basketball team. This was a day before it was reported that he was...
The recommendation for expulsion came the day before Pitino held the news conference where he said he was still a part of the team. So the day before they had that news conference, officials at Minnesota said, hey, we recommend him for expulsion. And the quote, I want to give Richard Pitino his due here. I want to give you the actual quote because I didn't have it directly in front of me. Asked whether the school's policies that are in place right now with regard to the handling of allegations of sexual assault need to change, Richard Pitino responded, quote, I'm just the basketball coach. Are you surprised by this? I mean, I was willing to give Richard Pitino the benefit of the doubt, and I don't think that Suns should necessarily bear the brunt of the sins of the father.
No, they should not.
And I thought, okay, he shares a last name with Rick Pitino, who is one of the all-time scumbags in college basketball. And look, you know, Rick Pitino loses his job at Louisville this year, and his response is to turn around and try to sue Louisville. And look, anytime someone tries to sue another person when it's very clear all they're trying to do is fight a public relations battle, all I can do is just stop and go, who believes this? Who buys this? But we see it all the time. I don't like what somebody's saying about me. Well, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to sue them because there will be some people out there that will take my side. And I'm sure there were some people at Louisville that were like, you know what? Rick Pitino won some games for us. I'm in his corner. Well, Richard Pitino hasn't done jack at Minnesota. And I think this is a case of we can see the writing on the wall here. And I from a basketball standpoint, I thought Richard Pitino was a really good hire in the Twin Cities. I thought he was going to be able to turn the Gophers around. And then he's a job hopper. He's got a little bit of... is it Todd Graham?
Yes, Todd Graham.
That comes to mind. A little bit of Larry Brown, Todd Graham.
Bobby
Petrino.
Hey,
he's a good friend of mine, former Colonels manager Bill Mosiello, who is at TCU right now as an assistant to Jim Schlossnagel. Job hops all from organization to organization, school to school. He's there for 3 years, 5 years, something like that, and then he just sort of gets that happy wanderer to him again. And I thought, okay, Pitino, when he was hired, had never been at a school for more than 3 years, I think it was. So he's already established a new personal best in the Twin Cities. I don't see how Minnesota can justify, especially in the Twin Cities, where the media loves to use the college and the football team and the basketball team there as a punching bag to sort of sharpen their skills for the pro teams in that city. We've seen it in the past with Tim Brewster. PJ Fleck is, he's a walking, talking punchline for some of the columnists up there at the Pioneer Press and the Star Tribune. I don't see how, given the media climate in the Twin Cities, that Richard Pitino survives this, nor should he. And if I were in charge at Minnesota, I think I'd fire him tonight.
How did it get this far? That's what I don't understand. When you see...
Because it's college athletics, yeah, and it's about winning.
I understand that, but at other programs, at most every other program, when there's an allegation made like this, you see coaches taking the PR route and kicking the player off the team before many facts are in place. Whether that's right or wrong, that's where we're at in 2018. But for a coach to sit back and not do anything and have the school act before the basketball program, that's very rare. That I just don't understand. I can't think of another situation where that's happened, where the school acts before the football or basketball program. Because nowadays it's, okay, well, we can't have this within our football program. The school can act second, but our football or basketball program, our athletic department, the athletic department acts first, then the school acts. Not in this case.
This, I want to be very clear about this, because some people may, oh, okay, he's just a basketball player. He was the Big Ten's Defensive Player of the Year last year. So he's a very good basketball player. That's not germane to this situation. This is how serious this is. And this puts Steve Alford to shame. Okay, Steve Alford looks like small potatoes compared to Richard Pitino's handling of this. And I'm reading directly, quoting directly from the Pioneer Press article here. Last season's Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, Lynch has now been investigated by the EOAA three times since transferring to Minnesota from Illinois State in April of 2015. He was arrested on suspicion of criminal sexual misconduct on May 8th of 2016 after an investigation by university police. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office declined to press charges, citing lack of evidence, and the EOAA cleared him of responsibility in that case. The last two investigations, however, have found he broke university rules. The findings threatened to end Lynch's Gophers career. Last Thursday, the EOAA issued a report which found Lynch, quote, responsible for violating the school's policies on sexual misconduct during an incident in a dorm room in April of 2016. Both investigations had been ongoing since the fall. All the while, Lynch continued to play on the basketball team, averaging 10.1 points and 7.7 rebounds per game in 16 contests. On Friday, Coyle, the president, stood by the school's decision to allow Lynch to play during the investigation, citing the current school policies. And the recommendation for expulsion, this is what's really damning, was for immediate expulsion. Richard Pitino hears this and then the next day has a news conference in which he stands side by side with Mark Coyle and reiterate the fact that Reggie Lynch is still a part of the team, and yesterday he's practicing with the team.
So let me get this straight. He's just a basketball coach. He stays out of it. The university who
investigates... I'm just a basketball coach.
But the university who investigates it says, get rid of the guy, and he holds a press conference the next day as being just the basketball coach, the person who stays out of it, and says, yeah, he's still on the team.
I'm just a basketball coach. I mean, that is about as jelly-spined and weak-kneed of a response as you can possibly get.
Well, especially since he's sidestepping the university and doing what he wants anyway.
Todd, the building is on fire. I'm just a guy who sits behind a microphone and talks. I don't know what to do. I don't have an opinion on the building being on fire. Now, I understand, before anybody points it out on the Hertin and Stocker text line, Richard Pitino most likely has attorneys who are telling him, shut your yap, don't say anything. Anything you say can and will be used against you by the public in this case. Because, look, I'm sure, knowing how people act nowadays, that there's a subset of sports fans in the Twin Cities that are like, let the kid play. He hasn't been charged with anything. He's not going to jail. He's innocent until proven guilty. And while I understand people who approach life that way, when you have this many allegations and the findings are what they are, that and people that are pointing to the first instance where no charges came about, that could be for a number of reasons. A lot of times victims don't want to go forward with the case, basically because they become the victim all over again. Because some guy who has season tickets to a basketball game thinks that supporting a scumbag is more important than what happened in real life to a human being. Allegations number two and three, there seemed to be something here. And meanwhile, hey, he's averaging 10 points and 7 boards in 16 games. He's going to play. Well, Richard Pitino has chosen to, I believe, die on this hill, and die he will. I don't see any way that he's coaching the Gophers beyond this season, nor should he be. 5:53, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank big board update for you. Bears fans, you're going to hear from General Manager Ryan Pace as well as new head coach Matt Nagy coming up in hour number three, plus the much-anticipated reveal of Are You Smarter Than a Dolphin? Chances are the answer is no. Back with more after this.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one. The Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Get out of the cold and warm up with some Hot Stove Baseball. The Cedar Rapids Colonels will host the 22nd annual Hot Stove Banquet Wednesday, January 17th at the East Bank Venue and Lounge in downtown Cedar Rapids. Enjoy dinner, a silent auction, and a special visit from the Minnesota Twins Winter Caravan, featuring former Colonels and current Twins Mitch Garver and Zach Granite, along with radio broadcaster Chris Atterbury. Tickets are $45 and all proceeds benefit the Colonels Take the Lead Community Initiative Program and the Colonels Foundation. Get your tickets now at colonels.com.
5:55, welcome back in. Plenty to get to before 7 o'clock tonight. Iowa State, Kansas on the way on 1600 AM. Our FM listeners, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. 7:30 tonight, you guys are going to get high school boys action, albeit different games. Here to tell you about that and a whole lot more, Midwest One's Big Board Update, brought to you by our producer, Kyle Mann.
Alabama claimed the national title last night, 26-23 over Georgia, and that means that Cedar Falls native junior Ross Piersbacher has his second championship in 3 years as a starter along that offensive line. Bama received 57 of the 61 first-place votes in today's final poll, with the other four going to the undefeated but sixth-ranked Central Florida. Iowa State also received votes, technically leaving them 28th, while Iowa also received a couple of votes. Iowa also got a commitment last night from receiver Nico Ragani. The 6-foot Connecticut native chose Iowa over offers from Brown, Princeton, and Yale, among others. Iowa and Boston College were actually the only Power 5 schools to offer him. We've mentioned this on the show today, but one of the biggest stories in Iowa today is that Iowa State defensive back Brian Peavy announced he's going to be returning to school. Fran McCaffrey had a teleconference today, and he told some members of the media that he had a conversation with the Big Ten about a play in which Cordell Penzel took a hard elbow to the neck, and that he and the conference were, quote, disturbed by the play and the lack of a foul call. The conference asked that players alert their coaches to such plays so that they can ask the officials to review it. We're pretty loaded with basketball for you tonight. After the show on 1600 AM, the historic main gym will have the Cyclones, the only remaining winless team in the Big 12, trying to get their first conference victory on the road at number 12, Kansas. We've also got some high school action for you beginning at 7:30. On 106.3 FM, the South Gym will have the Linmar Boys going to Class 4A, top-ranked Iowa City West, and we'll also have Cedar Rapids Jefferson hosting Cedar Falls on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
You look like you had something to say. You're just deep in thought.
No, I'm just
trying
to figure out.
I have something to say face looks a lot like I'm in deep in thought.
I'm just trying to figure out how I'm dumber than a dolphin.
Well, I'm going to cop to this as well. I also would not be as smart as the dolphin in this particular story. And I think once you hear it, you're going to question your own place in the food chain and the hierarchy of life. But it has nothing to do with Dowell Loggins' reconnecting with Jay Cutler in on South Beach either, but we'll get you that story, plus the Bears' new head coach and the general manager's comments on said coach, all in hour number three, which is on the way.